Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Let's stop the music. We are interrupting the normal Friday, Rock and Roll Friday program for a very important program today, which is illegal aliens in cahoots with anti-American supervisors in the city of San Francisco. Now, I'm going to tell you the entire story today. They're trying to get me fired. They're not going to succeed, but they're liable to succeed in having me injured. And I'm going to warn Mr. Sandoval, I'm going to warn that punk pink Amiano and the other slime. I'm warning you right now that if any harm should befall me or my family, if I should suffer so much as one penny in damages, I will take you for everything you are worth because you are defaming me, you are lying about me, and what you were doing is patently illegal. I'm also going to call upon the federal government right now to protect me as an American citizen from illegal alien mobs and their front men, who may be city officials, but they are violating my constitutional rights as an American broadcaster, number one. Number two, they're trying to bring harm upon me, number three. And number four, I want the federal government to protect me from these illegal alien hordes who are going to be outside my radio station next Wednesday calling for my dismissal. But before that, this sick, demented city of junkies and perverts is passing a resolution that will condemn Michael Savage. Now, they have every right to free speech, as do I. However, when they cross the line into defamation of character with false statements, that is no longer freedom of speech. It is something else, and it can be adjudicated in the courts of the United States of America, and it will be. I am going to sue the city of San Francisco for defamation. If they should go ahead with this resolution, which you can read on my website, on michaelsavage.com, it's an official resolution of some punks and cowards and perverts who represent communities of illegals and degenerates. These are the very same people who blocked the permanent mooring of the USS Iowa in San Francisco. One of these vermin, Sandoval, this schmuck Sandoval, said that the United States should have no military whatsoever. Did you hear what I just said to you? This very same punk vermin is representing illegal aliens. Remember, they're not citizens. These are not citizens. He's taking the side of non-citizens against, these are criminals, by the way. He is backing criminals against the United States citizen patriotic commentator called Michael Savage. Now, he's entitled to engage in criminal activity if he wishes to do so. But I'm warning the city of San Francisco, you better have the city attorney look at this defamatory language that you're using against me. If you enter this into the record, I will sue the city of San Francisco for defamation. Now, while you falsely claim that I, Michael Savage, made defamatory statements against unnamed individuals, meaning illegal aliens, which I did not, you, the supervisors, are clearly defaming me by name as an individual in an attempt to cause me serious financial and physical harm. By inciting mob action, you, Sandoval, you, Amiano, and the other supervisors are acting in a reckless manner. The illegal mob that you are trying to incite is going to try to deny Michael Savage his constitutional right to freedom of speech. And perhaps more importantly, Sandoval and Amiano, you're trying to deny the right of my 10 to 12 million weekly listeners their rights to express their opinions openly on the nationally syndicated radio program, The Savage Nation. Remember, this show is not just heard on KNEW in San Francisco. It's heard on over 370 stations across America. The illegal aliens who have destroyed our borders and our language are now being encouraged to destroy our culture. In this case, the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment. In this case, my freedom of speech. In this case, the freedom of 12 million of you to speak freely on a national radio program without fear of reprisal by any governmental agency or individual. These Mexican invaders are trying to import the very tyranny they claim to be running away from in their home country of Mexico. The tyranny of Mexico has no place in the United States of America. That's my complete statement. There is more. And I'll read it to you, and you can read all of it and download it on the Savage Nation website, which is michaelsavage.com. Illiberalism is not only a mental disorder, it is fascist at its core. This schmuck says that my comments are, quote, symbolic of hatred and racism, close quote. And they want the city to sue me for symbolism. Now, there is no basis in American law for such a suit. But the larger point is the astonishing hate speech this putz is engaging in. He's trying to stop opinion by threatening legal action. That is akin to using the power of the state to control thought and speech. This is something out of Kafka and the ex-Soviet Union. Moreover, this illegitimi is working on behalf of a foreign government against an American citizen. Does this constitute harassment against me? My very prominent attorney will soon answer this question. Very, very soon will this question be answered. Now, if you have any comments on this, you can call me at 1-800-449-8255. If you don't know what we are talking about, it's very important that you get up to speed on this very quickly. The city of San Francisco, in the form of two illegitimate supervisors, is proposing a resolution condemning Michael Savage against the immigrant community. Now, I'm not going to read this screed because you can read it on my website, but I want to read you a line that is clearly defamatory. It says, whereas radio personality Michael Savage in his program Savage Nation urged the death of those students. This is totally false. They're trying to incite mob action against me. Now, today, President Bush said that they're going to crack down on illegal aliens. I will believe President Bush if he brings deportation buses to the steps of City Hall in San Francisco on Tuesday, if he brings 30 deportation buses to deport the 400 illegal aliens who are expected to show up. I will believe one word that comes out of President Bush's mouth if he brings 30 deportation buses in front of KNEW Studios next Wednesday, the 15th, when this illegal mob descends upon the city in order to get me fired. How do you feel, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, about illegal aliens using American public officials to destroy the First Amendment? How do you feel about that? And I want to remind you who they are. The other is a left-winger who hates the United States military, said we do not need a U.S. military. He also blocked the permanent moorage of the USS Iowa in San Francisco. But more interestingly, you Jewish liberals listening to this show, all you good Jewish liberals, listen very, very carefully now, all you ADLers. Sandoval gave an anti-Semitic remark, a bar mitzvah remark, that was equivalent to Jesse Jackson's Hymetown remark. This man hates Jews. This man hates the military. This man hates America, in my opinion. And you're going to take his side, aren't you? All you good liberals. When they came for Michael Savage, you wouldn't even help him. But you don't realize that you are actually greasing the skids to the next Holocaust by taking the side of the illegitimate. You're always on the wrong side of history, you liberals. You have been from the beginning of time. But I don't need you. I need the conservatives. And I have them. Because every blog response, 99-1, is running in my favor, even amongst liberals. You read the bloggers, you can read them on michaelsavage.com, and you see what they have to say. And many of them are liberals. You'll see what they have to say. Click here to read blog responses to the attack on Michael Savage. I'll read you one of them. Here comes this from thomysticblogspot.com, a conservative blogger. Hilarious. The only intolerance at work here is from San Francisco Stalinists who want to condemn any opinion that disagrees with theirs. They are intolerant of any contrary opinion. To express legitimate disgust with welfare hounds and the illegal immigrant communists and anti-American racist bigots, fostered by groups like La Raza and the Orwellian-named Peace and Justice Gang, to name a few, is simply free speech. It is still America, Supervisor Gerardo Sandoval, and not yet your Mex America. Here is another one from sanfransanity.blogspot.com. Apparently feeling he is not getting enough attention from the city's drug-addicted tranny street hookers and Satanist lobby, District 11 Supervisor Gerardo Sandoval, who you may remember as the bloody genius who made the talk show round saying that America doesn't need an army, tried to one-up daily by introducing a resolution condemning the defamatory language by radio personality Michael Savage against immigrants. There are other lines. Hello, San Francisco. How pathetic. Try to demonize Savage to steal even more money from the taxpayers' wallets for a law that should be unconstitutional. Another one from Smooth Talker says, I've never heard of something like this being aimed at any talk shows to newsman. What a dangerous president. There are many, many others. And you want to hear something? I found out who my friends are. I want to thank WorldNet Daily, Joe Farah, personally. I want to thank Newsmax, Chris Ruddy, and Phil Brennan, and CFP, Canada Free Press, Judy McLeod, for standing with me in this time of attack. They understand what's at stake. They understand who these people are, and they understand that they need to stand with me. I'm sorry to tell you that Matt Drudge is exactly what he looks like. He's exactly what he looks like. He will cover an attack upon an unknown talk show host in Mississippi for 3 days. But when a major league talk show host is attacked, who he personally can't stand out of jealousy, he has nothing to say. Well, you know what, Matt? You've just lost more of your credibility. You keep publishing weather reports and weather cycles. I'll stick with WorldNet Daily and Newsmax. And so will my listeners. Again, listeners, how do you feel about illegal aliens using American public officials to try to destroy your First Amendment rights? I'll be right back.
Savage.
We are not immigrants that came from another country to another country. We are migrants free to travel the length and breadth of the Americas because we belong here. We are millions. We just have to survive. We have an aging white America. They are not making babies. They are dying. It's a matter of time. The explosion is in our population.
If we do not deport the 20 million to 30 million illegal aliens while we still can, if we do not act upon our U.S. Constitution while we can, you are going to be driven out of your own country, or your children will in their lifetime. You can mark my words. You can laugh at me if you want. You're dealing with a group of racist, extremist supremacists who want to take away your property and take away your freedom. Now they're coming for a talk show host, so it means nothing to you. But I warn you that tomorrow it will be you. Let me explain exactly what they're trying to do. San Francisco city officials, so-called, are trying to force taxpayers to pay for immigrants' green cards and citizenship. They're not calling it a new tax. Instead, they're attacking Michael Savage for what they call my defamatory language against immigrants. A left-wing supervisor who is hated in this city by most normal people, hated by the Chinese, hated by the Irish, hated by the Italians, hated by the Protestants. I speak to them, and I meet them. They hate this man. This man is hated for his anti-family, anti-American rhetoric. Chris Daly, reacting to the new and significantly higher federal fee structure for illegal immigrants seeking citizenship, which was imposed last week by the federal government, said that these fee hikes will make immigrants unable to obtain safe pathways to legal immigration status and citizenship, blah, 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 blah. So now under the new fee structure, this illegitimate supervisor, Daly, has asked the so-called city attorney to draw up so-called legislation that would subsidize illegal aliens applying for citizenship, green cards, and petitions for relatives and workers. On the same day, to further generate sympathy for these criminals and to bolster the illegitimate Daly's bailout effort, so-called supervisor Gerardo Sandoval introduced a resolution condemning me, Michael Savage, a mainstay of the San Francisco Airways, for 14 years. Now, Sandoval's resolution, in my opinion, is defamatory. It is also trying to incite mob violence against me. And I am going to sue the city of San Francisco. I'm meeting with one of America's top attorneys tonight at 7:30 after the show. I'm going to find out exactly upon what grounds I can sue. I'm going to use the courts to bring the city to its senses. I am also appealing to the United States federal government to bring deportation buses. If George Bush is telling the truth, which I doubt, if Michael Chertoff is telling the truth, which I doubt, in their speeches to date, I would expect them to bring legions of deportation buses with bars on them to the steps of San Francisco City Hall next Tuesday and outside KNEW Studios next Wednesday and round up the entire mob of illegal aliens. Remember, they are by definition here illegally. These are the same so-called students, who demanded that we give them green cards simply because they broke into this country and got free educations. Now they're demanding citizenship. And I said to them during the hunger strike, you're on a hunger strike? Well, you have the right to starve yourself to death. But don't ask me to help you one way or the other. I'm not going to give you citizenship just because you broke in here and stole an education from us. So if you want to starve yourself to death, go ahead. Now, of course, this kind of satire is lost on the minds of Marxists. And I want to tell you what's chilling about this. They're trying to destroy free speech in this country. These are the same Mexican illegal alien mobs who are running from a tyranny in Mexico, trying to bring the very tyranny they're running away from. You talk about symbolisms of hatred and racism. I think they are the exemplars of hatred and racism. Moreover, I will remind you that the prison camps of Cuba, China, and North Korea are filled with legions of people who have simply sinned against the all-powerful state. America was once a land of the free, where you could tell people to go starve themselves to death if they wished to do so, because they were advocating lunacy. Now the communists are trying to kill free speech. The federal government must bring in deportation buses.
Savage.
We are not immigrants that came from another country to another country. We are migrants, free to travel the length and breadth of the Americas because we...
All right, well, that's the real voice of the brown supremacist movement, which you think is one thing. I know it to be another. It is invasion, invasion, invasion. Everybody in America knows it. The government finally figured it out. As the Republican Party continues to sink into the muck of their own making, by the way, finally today George Bush came out and said, and Michael Chertoff of Homeland Security came out and said they're going to crack down finally on illegal immigrants. I actually don't believe it. In fact, if you read the fine print of what they're going to do, they're actually training illegals to become citizens. And I have the Politico.com article on MichaelSavage.com. You have to read the whole thing to not get suckered in by this. Because if the federal government were really serious in cracking down on this invasion, primarily from Mexico, they would bring deportation buses to the steps of City Hall next Tuesday, when 400 self-professed illegal aliens who stole their college degrees. Did you hear what I said? They stole their education from your children. They used taxpayer money to go to your colleges. Remember, it was your tax money that built the colleges and pays the salaries. Their children came here as non-citizens and stole their educations. Then they had the audacity to demand that now we give them a green card to reward them for their illegal behavior. By definition, that mob is a mob of illegal aliens coming to the halls of City Hall. They're bussing them in next Tuesday, 400 of them, and then on Wednesday to my radio station, 400 of them are being bussed in, a la Al Sharpton's kind of racketeering, in my opinion. The federal government, knowing that there's going to be a mob made up largely of illegal aliens, if they are serious and want to appeal to the average guy out there, would bring deportation buses, federal marshals, FBI, customs enforcement, and arrest them all along with Daley and Sandoval. And then they can release those who are, in fact, U.S. citizens, and then they can take the rest on a one-way stop, on a one-way ride south of the border, my friends. WOR in New York. Carmine, welcome to the program.
You have a lot of lovers out in San Francisco. Please, I request that you ask your supporters to get 8 buses, 12 buses, 20 buses to come out and support you and to counteract
Carmine,
this.
Let me tell you, you're 100% right in your emotion, but I'm going to explain why I do not want to count the protest. I could probably get 25,000 people in that street. I could close the city down. I could close every bridge and tunnel coming in and out of that city. I could have the truckers in this city stop their trucks on the bridges. I could tie the city up. I don't want that done. I don't want it done because it'll give these anti-American vermin exactly what they want, Carmine. I don't want to count the protest for another reason, Carmine, and I want people to listen to me very carefully. Your emotions are saying Mike needs my help. I'm going to be there for him. I'm going to protect him from these illegal aliens and the communist supervisors. And I'll tell you why I don't want you there. Two reasons. There will be agent provocateurs in your crowd. They're going to be left-wingers put into your crowd who will become violent and try to make the conservative patriot look like what he is not. Secondly, the government itself might put agent provocateurs on the street saying racist things against these Mexican illegals in order to provoke sympathy for them. So I'm going to say this right now. I do not want anyone in the street on my behalf. And I want you to really, really, really think carefully next week when you see somebody supposedly on my side making statements that you find to be odd. I can almost guarantee you there will be a government agent disguised as a protester in my behalf or a left winger from the other group. You follow me, Carmine? I know how this game works.
Yes. I feel
Carmine,
so.
Listen to me. I'm going to fight them where it really counts, in the court of public opinion and in the courts of law. I may lose in the initial battle here in the city of San Francisco. I'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court. I'm probably going to win tens of millions of dollars against the city for the defamatory statements that they're making in this resolution, Carmine. Let me send you a free copy of the most important thing I've ever done in my life, which is the Freedom of Speech Award DVD. Carmine, stand alone. You're getting a free copy today. I'm sending it to him. We have how many left? 364 of this printing. We have more on the way, but we have only 364 now. If you want to support me, go and buy one. I don't know what else to say to you. I'd rather that you did not show up in the street for the reasons I said. Now, mark my words. If I said I need your help, look, I appeared at the Concord Pavilion a few years ago. We had 7,000 people come to that. They paid up to $125. Now, how many people do you think I could get if it was for free? 20,000? 50,000? I could get a lot of people in the streets. I don't want them. I want the 400 or so illegal aliens there alone. I want you to see the face of hatred. I want you to see the faces of illegality and the faces of hatred in the streets next week. If you really love Mike and you really care about me, don't go there. Please don't go there. Please, your instinct says Michael needs me. Yeah, Michael needs you to not be there. And the only people who will be there will be either government agents trying to make me look bad and you look bad, or left-wingers disguised as conservatives cursing the Mexican people in ways I would never say such things. They're going to try to make you look bad. So be very, very aware of how the game is played. I've been around a long time. I lived through the 60s. I know all about agents provocateurs. I've read the French Revolution. Sacramento, Kirk, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Dr. Savage. I just want to tell you that thank you for the mental stimulation every day I come home from work, number one. Number two, I want people to stop and think, what is the real agenda here? Because this is the smokescreen. Why are they wanting you out of the way? What is the real issue that they're really, their real agenda?
Well, what do you think it is?
Well, it all has to do with this illegal immigration, and if you kill the messenger, you've solved the problem. It's the Machiavelli law.
That's correct. So Sandoval is trying to incite mob violence, in my opinion, to try and cause me not only financial but physical harm. And I am saying it exactly the way it is. He's hoping that I am financially ruined. That's clear. That's what he's saying. He wants me fired. And perhaps he even wants some illegals to attack me physically. Is that far-fetched? Do you believe that's far-fetched?
It is not. That was one of my points. I'm 6'2", weigh 275. I'm a construction worker. And I am donating my time as your bodyguard.
You know what, my friend? I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Kirk. You live nearby in Sacramento. I'd like you to stay on the line and give your address to one of my guys. The day may come that I may call upon your services, okay, to make a parody of a parody here. If you want to make this a joke, you can, and I know many people in the business think this is all a joke. It is no joke. This is serious. And when they came for Michael Savage, you wouldn't have it on Fox because you hated Michael Savage because he was more talented than the Leprechaun. But when they finally came for the Leprechaun, there'll be nobody left because everybody else will have been knocked off the air. But that's something you can't teach people in the mainstream media like Fox News because they're in it only for ratings while I'm in it for a cause. I want to read you some of the blogs. Here's one, and you got to listen to this one. You won't believe this one. This is a great one. Here's a Mexican fellow who says, screw Sandoval, the supervisor, and the illegal alien criminals who continue to invade this country. It's people like him who are causing the downfall of America. Savage is 100% right on. My mom came here legally from Mexico. I have every right to be totally nuclear about these illegal aliens bringing their bankrupt culture from southern Mexico. The Mexican illegal immigrants think they don't have to obey our laws and are taking advantage of our healthcare system and robbing our Medicare, emergency rooms at hospitals, and then have the gall to mail their American dollars back to Mexico. I listen to your talk show every night, Mr. Savage, and can't wait to listen to you tell it like it is. God bless Michael Savage, down with La Raza, the race. How do you like that? That's from a Mexican-American who is offended by the illegal aliens and their front boys, Amiano, Daly, and Sandoval. I want to remind you again about this supervisor who was trying to get me fired. This is for my Jewish liberal listeners. I know you just turned red and your shoes just felt your feet squirm in them. Let me read it to you. This comes to us from the San Francisco Chronicle from the year 2001, May 1st, 2001. The headline is Supervisor's Bar Mitzvah Remark Slowly Brings Trouble. In what many are taking as an anti-Semitic slap, newly elected Supervisor Gerardo Sandoval got up the other night and urged San Franciscans upset over business tycoons suing the city to picket, quote, at their houses in Tiburon and at their bar mitzvahs, close quote. I rest my case. It's always the same groups. They're anti-Semitic. They're anti-American. They're anti-police. They're anti-military. And you liberals are always on the wrong side of history. WOR in New York, Steve, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael, they're trying to do the same thing that they did to Imus with you, but in this case, Imus rolled over like a dog. You're coming out of the corner swinging.
First of all, Imus didn't roll over like a dog. Imus made a mistake by apologizing. I'm not apologizing because I didn't do anything. They better start apologizing to me before I slap them with a lawsuit Monday morning. That's number one. But number two, it was not Imus who made it. Imus was advised wrongly. Imus was told to get up to and apologize to those blackmailers, those two phony reverends. Imus was told to get up and to apologize. That was the worst mistake he ever made. Number two, it was CBS who caved in. And number three, CBS just settled with Imus. At the end of the day, Imus won. You follow me?
I say, yeah.
Yeah. So, and secondly, my setup financially is much different than his. My structure and my everything is different. I got to tell you that, Steve. They're not going to Imus me. I have a great syndicator who's very smart, very loyal, very conservative, and he stands by me. My station stands by me. They understand these are illegitimate, illegal aliens and their cohorts. And I frankly think they're going to damage their own movement much further than it's already been damaged at the end of the day. I don't know what they're thinking, but America has finally turned the corner and is awakened to the threat by the Mexican invasion. Have they not seen that the government itself has finally turned on the Mexican illegals? Have they not seen that the Republican Party itself melted down in trying to back the Mexican illegals? Have they not seen what's happened today when Bush and Chertoff did a 180 and suddenly came out in favor of supporting the immigration laws? Don't they understand that they're way out in left field now? No, they don't know. They're out of touch with reality. Now I want to make a personal statement on the show, and it's not meant for your sympathy. It is verifiable. It is 100% true. And it's meant to tell you exactly the kind of pressure I'm under. I was off yesterday. I was in a surgeon's office. That's where I was. I wasn't on vacation. I wasn't on my boat. I am scheduled, strangely enough, for minor surgery next Wednesday and 2 weeks after for another procedure. Neither of which are life-threatening. But nevertheless, they both require hospitalization. I have just canceled both medical appointments because I thought about something. When I read this morning that this illegitimate communist schmuck is bringing a mob outside my radio station on the very day next week when I was supposed to be under some kind of drug. I said, wait a minute, God is talking to me here. This is a message from fate or God or Allah or whatever you want to call it. I call it God. To me, there's only one God. I think the rest is a sham, personally. They're all false idols. That's how I see it. That's how I've seen it from the day I was able to be conscious. So God says, you want to go in for that procedure next Wednesday. You want to be under anesthesia when 400 people are out there calling for your head? You can't do it. You better make a decision here. I made a decision. I canceled the medical appointments, two in a row. I sent the email. It's all verifiable. This is not for effect. So they're affecting my health as well as my financial abilities. I'm going to sue the city for affecting my medical health as well. I will sue them. They're going after a mature man who has medical issues that I never talk about. It's not your business. They want to play games with me. I will play games with them. And I'll hit them where it hurts and the only place it matters, in the pocketbook. I'll be right back. Savage. In New Jersey, there was a execution-style murder of three unarmed black kids. The suspect was arrested today. He is an illegal alien from Peru who has previously been charged in the rape of a five-year-old. Don't you dare tell me they all come here to work. We are crawling with criminals of the lowest order from the third world. There is a drunk driving epidemic. We know that, and we know most of them and where they come from. It's a verifiable statistic. There is an epidemic of rape in this country that is unverified, and we understand where it's coming from. You're not allowed to say it because the catchphrases are that they all come here to work. Well, many do. Don't get me wrong. I am the son of an immigrant. Many do come here to work. But the social and financial costs are breaking the back of the average American. They're not breaking the back of the owners of the Silicon Valley trillionaire plants. They're not breaking the back of Microsoft's founder, who wants more illegal aliens. The very powerful trillionaires and billionaires want the illegals because they represent a cheap workforce. Make no mistake about it. They don't have any love for them. They have as much contempt for you as they do for them. The fact of the matter is we, the people, have had enough of this. We voted against it over and over again. McCain's campaign went up in flames because he sided with Kennedy on this. And because of a few good Republican senators who stood up for us, for we, the people, this so-called immigrant amnesty reform bill was shot down. And now the immigration racketeers, the immigrant racketeer community, is trying to take down the patriot community one by one. So first they're coming for Michael Savage, who is perhaps the most vehement and intelligent voice for America, with my credo being borders, language, and culture. These illegal barbarians have destroyed our borders. These illegal hordes have destroyed our language. And now these illegal hordes are trying to destroy our Bill of Rights. And we, the people, have every right to stand up and shout from rooftops, enough is enough. If you attack Michael Savage, you attack us. And let me tell you why I say it. Sure, it's self-serving to a certain extent. There's no question about it. But think about it. Let us say they do succeed, which is impossible, in getting me off the air across America. Let's just say that happened. It means you lose your forum. This is a forum, after all. They may not like it as a forum, but it's your forum for conservative commentary, where you can get up and speak freely in a free republic without fear of retribution by a government or by an individual. And that's the beauty of talk radio. If you're going to let an anti-Semitic, anti-family, anti-American group of leftist scum who blocked the home porting of the USS Iowa, who said we do not need a U.S. military to take down Michael Savage, then you get the country you deserve. The illegal alien murder in New Jersey is not alone. He is symptomatic of the invasion by this third world. D, in Sacramento, welcome to the Savage Nation.
wanted to, it was interesting to me that as well as committing those crimes, he also posted a $150,000 bail and was allowed to be let go into public. I wonder if...
Wait. What do you mean? The guy who executed the three blacks, execution style, is out on parole? Is out on bail?
No, not right now. After he raped a five-year-old girl, he posted $150,000 bail.
Oh, like, he must have made that as a busboy in a restaurant in Newark.
That's my point exactly. Who exactly?
Oh, yeah, he was here working as a busboy in Newark. That's where he got the $150,000. I'm sorry, yeah. Yeah. Hold on, honey. You're going to get a free gift today. I'm in a great mood. I'm giving you a free gift. I'm giving you a copy of Healing Children Naturally. Stay on the line. Guys, get Dee's name. In fact, I'm giving everybody a gift today. What's it all about? What's it all about? Would you please do me a favor? You want to help me? Please go on to michaelsavage.com. If you don't have a computer, and many of my older listeners really don't, they're not computer literate. They don't like it. Ask somebody to go to a cafe in your neighborhood. Let's say you're on Mulberry Street in San Francisco, sitting on Thompson Street in a cafe, and you don't have Wi-Fi, you don't have a computer. Ask one of the kids in the neighborhood to go to a computer somewhere and go on to michaelsavage.com. Well, let's say you're playing bocce up in Potrero Hill and you don't have a computer. Maybe you can go to a cafe around there. Go on to michaelsavage.com. The top left story says SF City wants Savage fired, joining with illegals to attack the Bill of Rights. Click here to read the screed. You'll not believe the resolution. You can't believe you're living in America when you look at this. These are racist fascists. They are illegitimate. They're taking the side of criminals against the patriotic American citizen. It does not get any degenerate more degenerated than this. But what do you expect from degenerates?
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
From another country to another country. We are migrants, free to travel the length and breadth of the Americas because we belong here.
Southerns, hear ye, country call ye, up lest worse than death befall ye. Two arms in Dixie. Blow all the beacon fires are lighted, let all hearts be now united. Two arms in Dixie. Advance the flag of Dixie, hoorah, hoorah. For Dixie's land we take our stand, and live or die for Dixie. Two arms, and
I was born in the wrong city. I was born in New York City. I should have been born in Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome to the Savage Nation. I guess you might say I'm a Southerner at heart. And I never met a Southerner I didn't like. You can say that as well. And frankly, I hope to God I'm wrong, but I think that we are reaching the point of a civil war in this country. I believe that the hatred and racism of the brown supremacist movement has crossed the line. I believe that the hatred and racism of La Raza and their cohorts in our city governments declaring sanctuary cities against the will of the American people has crossed the line. And I hope I'm wrong when I say that I hope that this can be resolved legally, because I am sick and tired of the intolerance of the illegitimate racist La Raza movement that is now trying to violate the First Amendment freedoms that I and you enjoy in this country, bringing to America the very same tyranny that they left behind in their homelands. There is nothing more I can say than I have not already said. I would be repeating myself. I will read you what I wrote. illiberalism is not only a mental disorder, it is fascist at its core. This schmuck says my comments are symbolic of hatred and racism, and they want the city to sue me for so-called symbolism. Now, there is no basis in American law for such a suit. But the larger point is the astonishing hate speech this putz is engaging in. To stop opinion by threatening legal action is akin to using the power of the state to control thought and speech. This is right out of the ex-Soviet Union. Moreover, this illegitimate is working on behalf of a foreign government against an American citizen. Does this constitute harassment against me? I will let you know on Monday. Now, I want you to understand who this man is, Sandoval. He is known in some circles as Gerardo Scandoval, and that's owing to a 2004 payment of at least $10,000 to his wife, Amy Harrington, for work on his reelection campaign in 2004. You can read this on michaelsavage.com from Judy McLeod's article in the Canada Free Press. She calls him Scandoval in his attack on Michael Savage. But there are many, many other things you should know about this man. This same Scandoval is the man who worked with other supervisors to block the home porting of the USS Iowa. This is the same man who said that people should protest business leaders of the city at their bar mitzvahs. And the Jewish liberals of San Francisco rolled over like the puppy dogs that they are. Las Vegas, Nevada. Daryl, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi. A long time ago, I called into your program. And I guess you liked my call. You sent me a book, The Enemy Within.
Yes, sir.
And as a Jew, I got to tell you, I'm ready to defend to the death your right to free speech. And I'm very proud to say that. I'm a Southern Jew. I'm a conservative Jew. And I'll tell you why I think you got a weird idea about Jews is because our groups, our organizations are all controlled by, really, they're just liberals and they're socialists, and they exclude people like me.
Oh, amen, Daryl. I understand that. I understand that the Anti-Defamation League is not interested in Sandoval's bar mitzvah comment because Sandoval represents the illegal Hispanic community, their natural ally, while Michael Savage represents the conservative American community, which is the majority of the American people. Listen, Daryl, I don't need anybody to lay down their life for me. I'm going to lay down a lawsuit. I'm going to use the power of the courts to teach these people what country they actually live in. We are not ruled by mob rule. We're ruled by courts. And believe me, I am going to teach them a good lesson. If they go ahead with this condemnation against me with false commentary, such as saying I urge the death of those students by declaring that the demonstrators should, quote, fast until they starve to death, by taking things out of context, I will sue them for defamation. And if any harm should befall me or any member of my family, God forbid, I mean now or 10 years from now, if so much as a fingernail should break on my body, if so much as a dent should appear on my car, if God forbid an elevator should fall down an elevator shaft while I'm in it, if God forbid I should suffer a heart attack, I will sue this city and my family will sue this city for $500 million. I'll bankrupt the city of San Francisco, and I'll finally cleanse it of the vermin and the rats and the perverts who have stolen it from the good people who have built it. We'll drive the vermin and the rats and the racists out of this city on a rail. I'll bankrupt them if they keep this up. You know, I was in a Chinese restaurant yesterday after going to the surgeon, and it's a restaurant where primarily Chinese people eat. And it was interesting that about 20 minutes into the meal, a group of Chinese people came over to me and they said, Michael Savage, we love you. Can we please take a picture with you? I said, sure, I'm very honored. Now, would you have expected indigenous San Francisco people who are Chinese to love me? Of course you would if you were rational and you knew what really went on in this city. I've got Mexican people who love me. I got Chinese people who love me. I got Arabic people who love what I stand for, except on the Middle East where we disagree. Because I actually represent America. I actually represent this city. They know the city has been hijacked by the pervert community. They know it's now being hijacked by the illegal alien community. And they've had it up to here. They want it over with. They want them out. They want them out of our city. And they want vermin like Sandoval and Daly. And Ammiano, the sick of the rat Ammiano. The sick of his squeaky, pinky voice. They want him out. And there's only one way to fight these people, and that's in a court of law. And that's why I don't want you in the streets. I do not want you in the streets, because the government will send an agent provocateur into the streets to make you look bad. Somebody will say racist things to make you look bad, make the American citizen look bad. Or the illegal alien community will send an agent provocateur camouflaged as a conservative into the audience to provoke violence. And I don't want you there. So I'm going to say right now, if there's any counter protest next Tuesday or Wednesday, it's not on my behalf. I have absolutely nothing to do with it. And I will assume that anybody who is there is there on their own free will or an agent provocateur. Houston, Texas. Louise, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I just want to thank you for fighting for us. I'm third generation. My great-grandfather was from Mexico. I don't consider myself a Hispanic. I am so worried for my kids. I didn't teach them Spanish. What little Spanish I knew, I did not teach them. I didn't think it was necessary, even though I have worried about this.
Here's the part that amazes me. Spanish is the language of conquest, which I find to be amazing, that they would identify with a European language imposed upon their ancestors by the Spanish invaders and then declare themselves to be anti-European. That, to me, is amazing unto itself, isn't it?
They're unbelievable. And let me just tell you before I let you go, I have already put you on my prayer list. You have been on my prayer list. But you will be constantly from here.
Do you know why I'm still walking the earth and why I'm safe? Do you know why, Louise? Because Catholics like you light candles for me.
Constantly praying for you.
Did you hear what I said? I have met some good Catholics who tell me that they pray for me and they light candles for me. And I want to thank you for doing so. I take that very seriously. I don't tamper with the supernatural or godlike entities. I don't play with them. I don't mock them any more than I do primitive statues. I got to tell you something. I have real respect for the spirit world. Again, when I went into the museum on Sunday and I went into the Oceanic Pacific Island Collection and I look at the mud masks of the islanders, and I had lived in the islands for years, and I saw the spirits of the ancestors in those masks. I didn't make any derogatory joking comments. I'm a very serious student of indigenous cultures. I understood what they stood for. And to me, the spirits were inside those glass cases. So let's move on. I mean, there's another story that I want to cover here. And it's tied directly to the illegitimate pervert community in San Francisco. And that is the pandering to the pervert community yesterday by the Democrats. The pervert community has gotten so powerful that they have now had the Democrats come before them and cater to them. Now, you may say, how could you call homosexuals perverts? That is my religious belief. I believe homosexuality is a perversion of the human condition. If you think it's normal behavior, I am very sorry for you. I pity you. And whether people are born gay or they choose to be gay is their problem, not mine. And they're entitled to it. It's a free country, I suppose. However, when I see a major national party, the Democrats, forge a deeper alliance with the homosexual community, not recognizing that voters across America are disgusted with this pandering and that Obama and Hillary and Edwards have diminished their base in swing states by pandering to the homosexual community yesterday. And by the way, you got to ask yourself something. Here's something very interesting to show you the government media complex. There was a so-called debate yesterday on a homosexual channel called Logo, sponsored by the homosexual pressure group Human Rights Campaign, catering to gays, lesbians, and transgendered community. Aren't you surprised that this so-called debate did not appear on CNN or any of the other cable channels which have shown every other debate? Now, why do you think that the homosexual radicals, along with Hillary and Obama and Edwards, did not want you to see them on their hands and knees kissing the feet of the homosexuals? That's because they know that you are not in support of the homosexual lifestyle or of gay marriage, so-called. And yet voters themselves, who were concerned about where presidential candidates stand on homosexual rights, had their questions answered last night. The Republicans stand for family values to this day. The Democrats stand against family values. By the way, That's what happened. I'll be right back.
Savage.
So you may say, oh, he's enjoying it. It's good for his ratings. What a wonderful time it is for him. He knows nothing will happen. You can say all you want, but that's not exactly the whole story. You know, many of you are cynical and jaded, and I understand that. I tend towards cynicism, and I think everything is a sham sometimes. But then sometimes you tend to see something in its broader context. All of these things have their effect. And Sandoval and Ammiano and the other illegitimi who are hated by the people of the city, they're only loved by the pervert community and by the illegal alien community. Make no mistake about it, they're hated by everybody else. They're detested. Make no mistake about it, they're detested by the regular families of this city, whether they be Caucasian or Asian or Hispanic or African American. They absolutely detest these people. The problem is the newspapers are owned. They've been hijacked by a group of leftist extremists. Apparently, the Hearst family doesn't care about how their money is being destroyed. $1 million a day ruined by the editors of the Chronicle, burning a newspaper to the ground by pandering to the pervert community and to the illegal alien community, anything but American. I don't know how the Hearst family does this. I could save that newspaper in 90 days. I could turn it around. I'm looking for a job. I don't want to do that. But it's common sense that if you attack family and the flag and the church on a daily basis, the people who buy papers are going to stop buying them. After all, there are only so many people who can drive a Saab. You know what I'm saying? There are only so many people who can drive a Saab and show up for a green card, and they can't do it over and over again. Let's go to the caller. Sherry on KNEW, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Dr. Savage. I want you to be sure and emphasize to your viewers that your fear or your concern over the problems that would occur at a counter-protest are completely valid. I took my son, who's a 17-year-old, on May Day, this last May 1st, in Santa Rosa, California, to a parade. We were holding banners with a group of small 20, 30 people holding banners, standing on the steps of City Hall saying, we support legal immigration. Illegal immigration should stop. Close the borders. And as we stood there watching this huge mass of people who'd been bussed in, very activists, very overwhelming in their animosity towards us, we also had a small two- or three-person group attach itself to us as an appendage. And my son looked over and said, Mom, those are ringers. They're going to cause trouble. So we alerted the two fellows that had kindly organized our little flag-holding demonstration, and they went over and asked them to move. But it took a little bit of muscle to get them to step away because they were very racist in their comments and very certain to try and cause trouble. So please let your viewers
right.
know.
So they were agent provocateurs. It's a classic maneuver of the communist left and of the governments that want to make a movement look bad. Did you find out who they were? Were they Hispanic or were they Caucasian?
They were very white-looking, sir, and mm-hmm. they were holding up signs that made all sorts of slurs I won't even bother to repeat.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I expect to happen here. The government itself could be doing it to gain sympathy for the illegal aliens and or the illegal alien pressure groups, which have millions and millions of dollars at their disposal. Remember, they have millions and millions of dollars to spend. They could be hiring these people to work for them, as well as the Communist Party USA, as well as the socialist parties in America, as well as MoveOn.org, filled with white anti-American vermin. So there's no question in my mind that I know how this game works. I lived through the 60s. Sherry, let me send you a free gift today. I will send you the Freedom of Speech DVD. It's the best thing I've ever done. Stay on the line. When we come back, I'll start playing this right now. Please open with 24. Let him get a taste of it. Quick, 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 quick. 24.
It seems like religion owns the word marriage, or you're letting religion have marriage, and then civilly you get civil unions. But you got to get married, and I got to be
there's an example of what went on last night at the homosexual pandering convention with Obama, Hillary, and Edwards on their hands and knees licking
Savage.
The ground.
Carranza is legally in the United States, and can you address that issue regarding the other suspects as well?
I don't want to confirm that right now. Again, he's used an alias. We're looking at a lot of information regarding this individual. We'll be releasing it.
Shut up. Get this liberal pimp off my show. An illegal alien from Peru lined up three black kids in New Jersey, made them get on their hands and knees while they were crying, shot him in the back of the head. And he won't identify him as an illegal alien. It shows you the kind of crap we have running our cities. Look, this is all going to change in your lifetime. It's all going to change. I can guarantee you these spineless liberals who have hijacked our city governments are going to be thrown out of office in your lifetime. And this will happen. This too shall come to pass. I can guarantee you. You say there's no illegal crime wave? You are a fool, miss. Go on to my website. Here's an article, michaelsavage.com from Oregon News. Suspects in girls' murder admit they entered the U.S. illegally. Take a look at this beautiful girl, 15-year-old Danny Countryman, 5 feet tall, fought for her life against Alejandro Rivera Gamboa and his cousin, 23-year-old cousin Gilberto Javier Rivera Gamboa, when they stepped on her, held her on the ground, and strangled her at her apartment in late July while trying to rape her. Her crying half-sister said they never expected her to fight the way she fought. She said they've taken her life. Why should they be alive? I have no sympathy for people like that. Take a look at the picture of these illegal aliens. They say proudly they came here illegally 6 months ago. Now, here's the punchline to the article. The two suspects were arraigned on Tuesday. If convicted, both men could face the death penalty. But listen to this. If the case goes to trial, there's no guarantee they'll be deported after that. Officials said the criminal process takes precedence. You hear this? It leaves you speechless to see what the lawyers have done to this country. The illegal lobby is so powerful that two guys who admit they came into this country illegally strangled and killed a girl 15 years old because she wouldn't let them rape her. You know, to them, all white girls want to be raped. You understand? You're just a walking prostitute to these wonderful, fine people from the third world. They come from such a superior culture. You're all sluts. You understand that, how they look at you. You don't see that, do you? You don't see the reality. Here's another one. Suspect in students' killings in Newark is illegal from Peru. He was charged in the previous case in the rape of a five-year-old where the man had posted $150,000 bail. Now, where did he get the money for that? I thought, poor, underprivileged, illegal alien. Well, if they have the ears of supervisors, presidents even, they must have a lot of money. Can't all be busboys. Portland, Oregon, George on KXL. Go ahead, please.
Yes. There is kind of a liberal media blackout up here, Dr. Savage. I was watching my local news about the illegal aliens that allegedly killed this young girl, and there was no mention of this. The only way that I heard they're illegal aliens is because listening to them on KXL, where you're still number one, they happened to mention it. None of the other local
news. Well, you can't offend an entire community just because of the acts of a few. You don't want to tar brush an entire community. The rest of them are all here working hard, aren't they, George?
Oh, yes, definitely. They're definitely the welfare system here is not overburdened. We got plenty of taxes.
No, and the hospitals are not being destroyed and the schools are not being turned into third world schools. No. They're all here to work so hard. Yeah, well, we got to laugh at it, but we got to do something. We got to throw out these communist, anarchist, socialist, pervert politicians. You got to take care of them in Portland. You got to fire them. You got to put a patriotic Portlander in there. So what would you like to talk about? Where would you like to go today? Here's a soundbite that I couldn't believe I actually heard. I actually have to preface it for you because I was speechless. Here is a speech where the poor president, Mr. Bush, calls the 9/11 hijackers kids during a press conference. I swear to God, he said that they were just kids lured onto planes. I swear to you, he said this. Listen to clip 30.
Recognize there's a debate here in America as to whether or not failure in Iraq would cause there to be more danger here in America. I strongly believe that's the case. It matters if the United States does not believe in the universality of freedom. It matters to the security of people here at home if we don't work to change the conditions. It caused 19 kids to be lured onto airplanes to come and murder our citizens.
This has to take the cake of the absolute stupidest thing I've ever heard this president say. 19 kids lured onto planes to come and murder our citizens. We are really in a bad state of affairs in this country. He's now sympathizing with the hijackers of 9/11. So it gets worse, by the way. Here is the homosexual debate, so-called, last night that was blacked out by the major media so they keep you in the dark about who the Democrats really are. And I don't know where to begin. The Melissa Etheridge, as you well know, is a real, real beauty of this type. And she's a real pushy type. And she tried to nail all of them to a to the wall. She pushed them very hard, whoever she is. Is she a singer of some kind? I don't know who she is, really. I have no idea. But she likes Dennis Kucinich, which shows you her level of intelligence. Listen to clip 9.
They told me not to fawn over you. So I'm trying not to. No. So really, we have to. But it's kind of hard not to. I hope you always run for president until you are elected. I do. I do. I'm fawning. I wasn't supposed to do that.
I feel I need to point something out to you.
Turn off Frito. I don't want to hear Frito. Here's another one from last night's Homosexual Democratic Forum, clip 10.
Congressman, you haven't just been an outspoken hero for our community as a presidential candidate. You've been there for your entire time in Congress, and I want to thank you for that. And to that end, we are engaging in an attempt to pass the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, as you mentioned,
all
in
right,
the House
right,
of
Representatives. Just stop it. All this Marxist redefinition of terms and language, hijacking the word marriage, hijacking the word fairness, hijacking the word human rights. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace that you let them get away with this. It's just a disgrace that the Democrats would pander to this splinter group. And here's clip 16 for your hero, Barack Obama. Listen to how he squirmed.
The issues that gays and lesbians face today are different from the issues that were faced by African Americans under Jim Crow. That doesn't mean, though, that there aren't parallels in the sense that legal status is not equal. And that has to be fixed.
What do you mean legal status is not equal? Are you comparing a heterosexual African-American with a homosexual in terms of marriage? That should disqualify you immediately for the office, sir. I totally, totally think that this is the most absurd thing I've ever heard of. You cannot create the phrase homosexual marriage and ipso facto create a fact that a man can marry a man. A man can't marry a man. There's never been a society since the beginning of time that would recognize such a marriage. It's a counterfeit marriage. It's a counterfeit family. It has no meaning whatsoever other than to undermine the very structure of our culture completely. Remember, marriage is the brick. Family, rather, is the brick of our civilization. And when you break the bricks, you break the civilization down at its roots, at its foundation. That is what the radical homosexual movement is going to do unless you stop them from demanding homosexual marriage. It's as simple as that. It's straightforward. Now, what does this have to do with the attack on Michael Savage? Everything. The homosexual radicals in this city have long wanted me off the air for standing up to their tyranny. They have now joined with the illegal alien community, possibly also the jihadist community, in trying to get me off the air. Now, why do I say the jihadist community? That is because this very same character, Sandoval, just the other day, if you read the Canada Free Press article on michaelsavage.com, remember the other day what happened? You remember exactly what happened the other day, the Oakland black Muslim bakery, the murder, the killing of the reporter? You remember that one? There was a black reporter covering the corruption of the a black Muslim bakery, and they shot him dead in the street. This very same supervisor had the nerve to go out and to say that this murder by the black, this alleged murder by the black Muslims, is being used by some to tar brush the entire African American and Muslim community. I mean, I don't know how to tell you where I stand on this, but I think you can pretty much figure it out. So all I can say is, look, today shall come to an end. I shall be off the air. It'll be a long weekend for me. I'm leaving all the stuff up over the weekend on michaelsavage.com. And the lead story is SF City wants Savage fired, joining with illegals to attack the Bill of Rights. Click here to read the screen. You got to read it. We just put up a picture of the day Bonds broke the record with me smiling in the stadium, just so you could see that I was actually in a stadium. Doesn't actually prove I was there that day, but you'll have to take my word for it. Scandoval, that story, same schmuck. Savage attack by officials. Illiberalism is not only a mental disorder, it's fascist at its core. Michael Savage responds to attack by San Francisco supervisor. Again, to the Jewish audience, supervisor's bar mitzvah remark slowly brings trouble, but the Jews have not come to my aid. None of the liberal Jews in San Francisco have come to my aid. Not one. Not one. Not one. They're on the side of the illegal aliens, I suppose, for their own reasons. There are other stories up there which you'll find very, very interesting. What would you like to talk about? Because at this point, I think it would be self-indulgent for me to continue talking about this. And as you well know, I'm not self-indulgent. When we in talk radio become aware of our own self-indulgence, we have to stop. But there really is nothing else on my mind. So let's go to Homeland Security Director Michael Chertoff, who, with or without the crystal ball, today gave a speech about new measures to stop the employment of illegal aliens. If he really meant it, he would send 50 deportation buses, which I know exist because I walk past them fairly regularly. They have deportation buses with black windows and bars on them right outside the old customs house in downtown San Francisco it's Sansome Street, near Sansome Street in that area. The buses sit there idly. We're paying millions of dollars for these buses. They should be brought out by the Homeland Security Office here in San Francisco Tuesday to the steps of City Hall. And all the protesters they all claim they're illegal aliens. So you have them all in one place. They're all trying to break the First Amendment. They're committing a second crime. They're all trying to break the First Amendment. They're violating the civil rights of an American citizen. I want them deported, Mr. Chertoff. Will it happen? Not on your life. It's all show. I do not believe one word that any of the governmental officials say about this, by the way. Bill, in Ocala, Florida, welcome. You're up on the Savage Nation.
Uncle Mike, with reference to the execution-style homicides that occurred in Newark, yesterday, on Fox News, they covered Mayor Booker's press conference. I was watching the caption underneath the mayor as he was given his information, and it says, the accused suspect is an American citizen. And when they projected his face on this TV screen, I knew at that point it's all a lie and he's an illegal alien. And
well, they are right in a sense. He is an American citizen. He's a citizen of South America. But to them, South America, North America, and Central America are one. That's how the people in the major media and the minor media think. They weren't lying. He is a citizen of America. He's an American citizen of Peru.
Illegally here.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter. That's just a legal fact, much like homosexual marriage is just simply a legal problem right now. That's all. It's a definition. It's a problem of definition and rhetoric. Once they have confused you completely with the rhetoric, they can change the law. You follow me, Bill, how they work? I know how the Marxists operate. He was an illegal alien from Peru who was previously charged in the rape of a five-year-old girl, and he got out on a $150,000 bail. Did that make it to Fox News?
Absolutely not.
But what does that tell you about the Leprechaun's channel?
Tells me the.
It tells you what you want. I don't care. Listen to him. Don't listen to him. I'm sending you a gift. Bill gets one, too. You know, I said I was giving him out. I forgot to give the young ladies who got on a gift. I'm too emotionally wrapped up here today. After seeing that doctor yesterday and talking about knives and surgery and drugs, I wake up to this now, to this pig, this leftist, racist, perverted pig trying to steal the First Amendment, and you don't do anything about it. It gets me sick. But I have friends. I have some friends in the world. I want to thank again, I take this time out to thank WorldNet Daily, Joe Farah personally, Newsmax, Chris Ruddy and Phil Brennan personally, and Canada Free Press, Judy McLeod. I know who my friends are. I never thought I'd live to see the day a United States city would take the side of criminals against a U.S. citizen, a patriotic commentator, whether it be me or someone else. I never thought I would live to see the day that they would not be arrested on the spot by the federal government. In my day, these supervisors would be imprisoned for what they're doing, for siding with people who are openly and brazenly criminals, criminal aliens. They would be deported. They would, be arrested. They would be tried for aiding and abetting a criminal act. And they would not only lose their job as supervisor, they would go to prison for a long period of time. And yet, in this perverted, twisted city that I live in, this city that I still love very dearly, despite all of the sickos who run everything. I happen to love the people of this city. I don't go to the pervert district. I don't go to the illegal alien district. I go to the district where the Italians live, where the Irish live, where the Chinese live. And guess what? I meet nothing but friends. They're friends. They're friends of mine. They love me. You never see these faces on the local news. When have you last seen a Chinese American living in Chinatown getting up and say, I support borders, language, and culture. I support the laws of the land. I want the illegals out. Never. They're all over the place, but you don't see them because the people in the media side only with the illegal aliens, just like the city officials do. It's a shame that we have descended to this point. WTNT in Washington, D.C. Don, you're next up on the Great Savage Nation program. What's on your mind?
I was on the web today, and I was looking at CNN, and they reported that the gentleman that did the execution slaying in New Jersey, they characterized him as an undocumented immigrant rather than as an illegal alien.
Yeah, I know. They're very, very sick at these news bureaus. They're very sick boys and girls. They were usually C or D students who couldn't become anything else. They couldn't become stockbrokers or real estate agents. So they became journalists. I'll be right back.
Savage.
It is the one and only Savage Nation. Here's some emails that have been coming into the station at KNEW forwarded to me by the program director very kindly. I don't receive emails. You know that. I have no email inbox, unlike others in the media, because I was getting 1,000 to 2,000 a day. And most of them were either attachments. It was a waste of time. So I'm reading you a few of the good emails that just came to KNEW's website. I mean, to email. I'll make it quick. Dear KNEW, I'm an American of Mexican descent. I support your station and what Dr. Savage stands for. Don't let these anti-American human latrines dishonor the only American I have found to tell the truth, and I will support and shop and buy at any company that sponsors your station and Dr. Savage's program, and will have all of my family members do the same. God bless America and the Savage Nation. Cornelio S. Thank you, Cornelio. I do appreciate it. There are others. You know, I'm not going to read them. It's kind of boring, I mean, in a way, to read supports. I'll read you another one. Well, they're good. What's the difference? What's the difference? So around America, we've got a drunken driving epidemic from illegal aliens. We've got a homicide epidemic from illegal aliens because they know they can skip the country and laugh at us and come back under an assumed name and go to a sanctuary city like San Francisco. I'd like to know how many of these so-called 400 students that are going to be bussed into my station are murderers hiding as students. You know, it's real easy to become a student in America. You can matriculate for one course and you're a student. But how do you know if they have any criminal records? Of these people who are going to be outside my station on City Hall steps next week, how do we know how many of them have criminal records? There's only one way to find out, and that is for the federal government to bring in deportation buses and to arrest them, run their fingerprints through a database, and see if they are on the lam and hiding from a rape, a murder, counterfeiting, drug running, or whatever. I mean, you're talking about police work here. Why look in a general wide net? It's not racial profiling. It would not be racial profiling whatsoever when you have 400 people being busted, all of whom claim they're illegal aliens, to protest against me, a legitimate American citizen. Why wouldn't you assume that they are criminals when they are declared to be criminals? They're saying openly, I am a criminal. I broke into the country illegally. Now give me citizenship. They should all be arrested on the spot. Fingerprints run. That would be a rational government. I don't expect that. Unfortunately, we're living in such broken times that we will not get that. When I come back, we'll talk about this and other topics right here on the Savage Nation. Be here, because I know you will.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And
Now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Is Rock and Roll Friday on the Savage Nation. The angst is over. This is the official theme song of the San Francisco City Supervisors, Jailhouse Rock. Party on, boys. You're going to have a good time until you don't. Have a good time. Every dog has his day, and believe me, I haven't yet had my day. All right, it's enough already. It's not funny anymore. They're not hanging on every beat, note, and word. It's already 10 after 5 somewhere here on the west, 10 after 8 in the east, and 10 after 5 there, and 8 minutes. Now I want to have a good time. If you've been listening, you know what's going on. San Francisco City wants me fired. They're lying about me. They're posting a resolution that defames me, and I'm going to sue them. And most of the people who have responded to this absurdity are on my side, by the way, except for the pervert and illegal communities. Pervert and illegal communities hate me. I'm proud of that. And I found out who my friends are. I found out who my friends are. The few calls I've gotten from friends know that a friend indeed is a friend indeed. And I want to thank you for those of you who... I got a call during the show on my cell phone. I just played it during the break. I got to tell you, I'm going to even mention two calls. Rusty Humphreys called earlier. Great guy. And he said, Mike, I'll do anything I can to help you. Thank you, Rusty. Then Laura Ingram called, and she said, Michael, she says, why do you have all the fun? She says, darn, she said, attacked by these supervisors in San Francisco. She says, how come I don't have as much fun as you do? What an honor, she says, it is to be attacked by these communists. So I know who my friends are. I wouldn't expect a call from the golfer or the wall banger or the hysterics or this and that, or the gambler or the loofah man. I wouldn't expect that. They don't understand that we're all in it together. And moreover, I am not Imus. Imus, you know, is one thing, I'm another. Secondly, he won. At the end of the day, he won. And you want to talk about reality here. Take a look at this. Here you had the two reverends, the two bullhorn reverends, pretending to go berserk over what Imus allegedly said. And they've yet to say one word about the execution-style slaying of three black children, really, in a schoolyard by a Mexican, by a Peruvian illegal alien. Now, I want to ask you if you think that that's fair. Here you have three black children crying and begging for their life, as you would or I would, on their hands and knees, and a Peruvian illegal alien hardcore murderer makes them get on their hands and knees in a schoolyard in Newark and shoots them in the back of the head. Not a word from the bullhorn reverends. Do you believe a word they say at this point in American history? How can you? I don't know how the African-American community doesn't stand up and demand an end to the illegal aliens who are now executing their children, by the way. I don't know why they're on the sidelines on this issue. I really don't. WOR New York, Mark, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Mike, listen, a little-known fact about the death penalty here in New Jersey. We've had it on the books since the 1970s, but we've yet to execute even one death row inmate. So that means when these pedophile murderers are found guilty, they're going to sit in a jail cell for the rest of their lives instead of being executed as they should be, because the Democrats who've been running New Jersey for the last 40 years never have the culione to execute those who should be executed.
I hear you. The American people overwhelmingly favor the death penalty for capital cases. Now, here's suspects in a girl's murder. A little 15-year-old girl weighed five foot tall. She weighed 90 pounds. These two illegal aliens admit that they entered the U.S. illegally. They stood on her in her apartment and tried to rape her. She fought like a bobcat, and they crushed her. They broke her body and left her there, and they're smiling about it. They know America. They're going to live better in prison than they live in the hellhole they came from.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. That's why the American people have rejected the amnesty immigration bill that McCain and Kennedy tried to foist on us. They're not stupid. The people were heard finally. And I suspect the day will come that the racist, fascist, illiberal supervisors of San Francisco will eventually get their due. They'll be swept out of office. They may even be arrested. One day we could wind up with a legitimate federal government that will recognize what side they're on, and they're on the side of illegal, and they'll arrest them for aiding and abetting illegal behavior and illegal activity. In other words, if a city official declares a city to be a sanctuary city in the face of a federal government that is increasingly answering to the will of the people and saying, okay, we can't go along with this absurdity, we're going to crack down, eventually we'll get a federal government that's tough, and they'll take guys like Sandoval and the others, and they'll arrest them. They'll put them in prison for a long time, and we will get our country back. You get it? O.R., New York, Mark, you're next up. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Michael. I just want to say this. When you say that people of all ethnic groups love you, I agree. You know, I talk to people who are Jewish, who are black, who are Italian, who are Irish, you name it, and, you know, they love you a lot. They really appreciate what you do. And I want to say, as a Polish-American, I want to say that I appreciate when I've spoken to you in the past, I've pointed out examples of where the hateful Hollywood media or the television media have put out shows or these so-called commies which have bashed and trashed Polish people. You've defended the Polish people, and I just want to say that really means a lot to me and to a lot of Polish Americans who listen to you. And I just want to say, when I hear that you're being attacked like this by these commies over there in San Francisco, I hurt with you. A lot of people who are your Savage supporters, we hurt with you. And if there's anything we can do to help you, please let us know.
Mark, right now the best thing you can do, frankly, is listen to the show. I don't need anybody to do anything for me. I'm going to fight these vermin in the only place that that it matters, and that's in the court of law. And if they publish this, have you been yet on the website, michaelsavage.com, and seen what they're saying about me? This is an official resolution of a city of San Francisco. This is an official resolution of a city making up a story about me, saying that I urged the death of these students. I never urged their death. That would be like saying Mark Twain urged the death of somebody. They don't even understand satire when they read it, number one. But number two, they're making a statement that they're publishing a statement I never made, Mark. Hold on, Mark gets a free copy of Reducing the Risk of Alzheimer's, not because I'm making a joke. I'm not implying that people of Polish descent need an Alzheimer's book. Don't take it, man. Someone's going to say that. I didn't do that because I gave away already a DVD and a children book. It's just the way the dice rolled. He got the Alzheimer's. It is funny in its own way. You could take it the right way, the wrong way. I like polka music, if you want to know the truth. I occasionally go and I listen to polka music. I just got an email that was a little disappointing. I'm a little distracted. I'll tell you about it now. I had offered to provide a free dinner for a big event, the free dinner for the Blue Angels in October during Fleet Week, and we were going back and forth for a week. And they first said that they think they could do it. It was like October 7th. I was going to close a restaurant down, have a band, and invite a few friends, because to me, they're my heroes. I mean, who do I look up to? The Blue Angels. Let's start with them and work our way down. And they said, unfortunately, they can't do it because they're on a briefing that night, and they asked me if I could do it the week before. And Salinas, and I can't. I don't even know where Salinas is, I'll be honest with you. I've never been there. I mean, I read the word once in a Steinbeck book. I'm just kidding. I know where Salinas is. Too far for me to be down there. But I can't go. This is where I live. I live here. I was going to rent a restaurant, close it down, have a band. All right, so we won't do it. But they are offering me a flight in the C-130 plane, which I may do. The one that leads the maybe I should go on the ship again. Nah, I did that once. That was great, the Stennis. That was great. I'm not out of steam. I'm not out of steam. You know where I'm at. Racist, fascist, illiberals now want to sue for symbolism. They are the jihadists of America. And by the way, this racist, in my opinion, he's a racist, Sandoval, in 2001, if you actually want to go on michaelsavage.com, we linked up to sfgate.com from May 101 from Matiran Ross. And I'm going to read the paragraph. In what many are taking as an anti-Semitic slap, newly elected supervisor Gerardo Sandoval got up the other night and urged San Franciscans upset over business tycoons suing the city to picket at their houses in Tiburon, quote, and at their bar mitzvahs. Now, when Jesse Jackson used the Hymetown remark, or when, what's his name? I forget his name. Sharp Tongue said that, you know, anti-Jewish things. Naturally, Jewish people say something about it. But to top it all off, this remark was made by Sandoval during an appearance before the Harvey Milk Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Democratic Club in San Francisco. And while he was sharing the podium with fellow supervisor Aaron Peskin, who happens to be Jewish, but none of the Jewish supervisors said one word. Not Peskin. Didn't say a word. Not the lesbian Carol Migdon didn't say a word. The assemblywoman, who was also Jewish, but she's a lesbian, so therefore her lesbianism apparently trumped her Jewishness. Fellow supervisor Mark Leno, who's an out-and-out, did not say very much because, again, his homosexual orientation outflanked his Jewishness, so he let that override it, in my opinion. And that's what goes on in this city. But we dug it up. We want you to know the kind of people, with the ilk that is attacking me. So I'm in good company. I'm in very good company. If I can be attacked by an anti-Semitic, anti-American person like this, then what shall I say? Thank you? Sacramento, Liz, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
It's an honor, Michael. I'm sick of this disease called appeasement. Sandoval and his fascist cronies clearly have no understanding of the
Constitution because this is a family show.
Accent.
Oh, you said clearly. I'm sorry. I misinterpreted that. Go ahead, please.
Apologies, Michael. Clearly, they have no understanding of the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, nor did they ever intend to uphold them.
No, they don't. That's the thing I'm saying. Here you got people siding with Mexican criminals, and you got Mexican criminals who are trying to import the tyranny of Mexico to America by trying to shut down free speech. If this is not an attack upon borders, language, and culture, I'd like to know what is.
Absolutely. They'd invoke the very laws that they otherwise openly spit on to protect themselves. It's cowardice.
Well, it's worse than that. They're defaming me, and I'm going to sue them. I'm going to teach them a lesson. Thank you for the call. How about a rock and roll song as a bridge to bridge the gap? Anything but Jailhouse Rock. Let's play. Don't play At the Hop. Not Shabub. That's good. That's good. That's nice. Kenny likes it. He's quivering on the floor of the studio. Kenny, what do you think? Kenny, come on. Let's dance. Let's boogie, Kenny. Bomb, 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 bomb. It is Rock and Roll Friday on the Savage Nation. We will not be deterred by illegal alien scum and their cohorts.
Baby, on the sea, I need you, darling, so come go with me.
Come on, guys, let's get it on. Publish that screed and I'll meet you in court. Let's get it on. Bring your illegal aliens to the streets, baby. We're going to try and get Chertoff to bring the deportation buses for your illegal alien children. Come on, bring it on. Bring them into the gutter. Bring him into the gutter. I want to see him arrested. I want to see him in the buses. Let's bring it on.
We'll see you never. Yes, you really never.
Never give me a chance.
I'll be back.
Come.
Yeah.
Oh, little girl of mine. Yeah.
It is Rock and Roll Friday on the Savage Nation.
Yes, you appeal to me.
What a week. It's in the ballpark Tuesday. Now I'm in the line of fire Friday. Why'd you turn it off? Play it again. I know they can't hear. Play it again. Start it again. It is the Savage Nation. We'll start again. Play the dog bark for a minute. I want to see if I can wake Teddy up out of his stupor. Teddy's looking up from the desk. Teddy, he is looking up. He finally woke up. Oh, let me read you this. Whereas, comma, the city and county of San Francisco values the dignity of all its residents, regardless of immigration status, and makes affirmative effort to ensure that all San Franciscans live in safety, free from discrimination. Wait a minute, let's stop right there. You mean all San Franciscans live in safety, free from discrimination, except patriots and conservatives? Let me go on. And blah, 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 condemn the resolution. Blah, blah, blah. Whereas radio personality Michael Savage's program Savage Nation urged the death of those students by declaring that the demonstrators should, quote, fast until they starve to death. Okay, right there, I've got them for $10 million in defamation. Whereas on Wednesday, August 1507, community organizations and immigrant rights groups have scheduled a vigil to take place in front of the KNEW station office in San Francisco, urging the termination of Michael Savage's show. Now, comma, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Supervisors condemns Michael Savage's comments against the immigrant community, and be it further resolved that this speech is deemed by the board as symbolic. Notice they say symbolic of hatred and racism. Well, I would say, my friends, that you are hateful and you are racists and that you should be ashamed of yourself. But since I know that you leftist, communist, Marxist scum from hell have no shame, I'm going to bring you to court. Now, you better run it by the city attorney before you publish this, because tonight at 7:30, I'm breaking bread and I'm drinking wine with a top cat in the legal field. And we're going to find out whether or not you can defame people and hide behind your little desks there in your bureau rat desks, because I'm going to go for your throats in the courts, and I'm going to see if I can have you imprisoned for aiding and abetting criminals. Moreover, I want my listeners on Monday to flood the INS and Immigration and Customs with a demand that they deport the illegals on Monday, on Tuesday and Wednesday. I want you there with plastic handcuffs, the INS. Savage. I want you to arrest them all.
You don't remember me, but I remember you. 'Twas not so long ago you broke my heart.
It is 34 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the great Savage Nation, not the late great Savage Nation, not yet. I'm not quite through with broadcasting yet. In fact, I intend to start fighting more than I've ever fought before. I have devoted 15 years of my life to fighting for borders, language, and culture. And if these illegal latrine heads think that they're going to drive me out of radio, I got another guest coming for them. Here is an email from one of my good friends, Captain P, who says, Mike, so the vermin have come out from under their rock and challenge your right to speak, have they? Good. That's the first step, getting the turds to come out into the light of day. Next step is to crush them and lay a penalty on them so huge they'll think long and hard before they try it with someone else. And with you all the way, call me 24/7. So I know who my friends are. That's all. Now, there's no symbolism intended in the following piece. I know it's interjected in the midst of this discussion on illegitimi and illegitimi non-comparanda, but there is absolutely no symbolism intended in the following piece, which I'm about to play. It's a report of a mother in Cheshire, Connecticut, who strangled to death a rabid raccoon that was biting her son. No symbolism intended, but play it anyway.
A mother and three boys were walking home from a creek near their house in Cheshire when a raccoon, foaming at the mouth, charged them from the woods and attacked a five-year-old boy.
Both jaws just pierced into his leg. Then, he wouldn't let go. Christian was moving his leg, and he would not let go. He just kept biting it and just holding on. And it looked like it was gnawing on his leg.
I got on top of it with my knees, and I tried to open its mouth away from his leg, but I couldn't. And so I just put more and more pressure on him with my knees, and I started choking him, and that loosened his jaws. And that's when I got his leg away.
The boys ran for safety while the mom stayed and wrestled with a rabid raccoon.
And I had to stay there till it was dead, because if I let go of it, it would have chased after them or bit me, or so I strangled it to death.
You got
to
commend the woman. I mean, she was able to get the raccoon off the child, keep the raccoon, which was important because we do have to have it tested.
Now, the police don't want to alarm or panic anyone, saying it's very rare that people are attacked by a rabid animal. However, they say this is Cheshire. It's very rural, and they do have their share of rabid animals. So they want you to please take precautions.
It's staggering a little bit. It doesn't appear
all right.
Right.
Well, you got the report. As a brave mother, you know, when her children are attacked, she will do what's necessary to protect her cubs. And when I wish that the American women would understand that your children are being attacked by illegal aliens. Of course, I'm not making comparison to raccoons here, as I said to you before. But when you understand what I'm trying to tell you, when it finally crystallizes in your head, you'll come to understand how right I really am and how right I've been all along. Let me give you an example. You saw the terrible murder up in Connecticut a few weeks ago of the mother and the two daughters by those parolees who were let out because of liberalism. I don't even think it's on the website anymore. Where's that thing on the website where he said gun nuts are absolutely are right? I think he dropped it, and we'll have to get it back up. But anyway, to make a long story short, a supervisor in that town the other day gave a speech saying the gun nuts are right all along. Had that doctor father had a gun, had the mother had a gun, she could have killed them before they set her daughter, raped her daughters and set them on fire. So the people are waking up to the fact that we on the conservative side of the spectrum may actually be right about some things, like the Second Amendment. He even said that the Second Amendment may actually mean the right for people to defend themselves against criminals let out of prison. It may not just refer to militias, as the left has been alleging for the last 40 years in an attempt to steal our right to protect ourselves. So slowly but surely, the American people are awakening to the fact that our message is correct, and that we are on the right side of things, and they've been brainwashed all these years by communist, socialist, liberal perverts from hell. There's no other way for me to say it. It's too late in terms of American history for me to try to be very nice about how I put things. They are out to destroy this country, whether it be liberals who release rapists into the streets to murder again, or supervisors in this case who pander to illegal aliens, and on top of it, try to ban free speech in this country, because that's exactly what they're doing here. And wherever you look, I mean, we're being assaulted and assailed. Now, what do the children have to do with it? Let me explain. Had McCain, Kennedy, Bush passed with the amnesty for illegal aliens, do you realize that it would have granted 20 million illegal aliens priority over your children in schools and admissions and hiring through affirmative action? Do you have any idea that that's what would have happened? It literally would have pushed the native-born American, whether they have been white or black or Hispanic even, to the back of the bus. And these illegal aliens, had they been legalized by McCain, Kennedy, Bush, would have had priority over your children in this country in school admissions, in scholarships, in job applications, and in dozens of other areas. There was so much at stake, and I'm so glad that we beat them back. But now they're coming at us one by one, because they could not pull the wool over the eyes of the American people, even though they had the Congress in their hands. They're now trying to take us down one man at a time, and they're starting with me. They're not going to succeed. I'm not going to lay out why they can't succeed with me and how I differ from Imus structurally, but the fact of the matter is they cannot succeed. Moreover, they're going to lose a lot of money for the city, and I may actually sue them personally for defamation of character. I'll let you know Monday whether that's possible. Las Vegas, Nevada. Adam, you're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, before I get to my point, if Kucinich is Frito, is Harry Reid Senator Geary?
Ooh, no. No, I have nothing but good things to say about Senator Harry Reid, but go on, please.
Okay, it's interesting how the homosexuals in this case in San Francisco have aligned themselves with the illegal aliens and in general against America and the war against the Muslims. Both of those factions, I would say, are virulent anti-homosexual, and they would be the first to feel the wrath of either.
All right,
of those.
So now fill in the blank. How do you answer that? Liberalism is a
mental disorder.
Bingo! You win the prize, and you get a copy of my Freedom of Speech DVD. Stay on the line. We send it out to you. Special summer sale. How many are left? 364 of the DVD. I think we have new ones eventually are going to come here. 369 of the children's book, Going Like Crazy, and the Alzheimer's. You want to support me, buy one of these objects, because I'm going to need a ton of money to fight these people. I'm telling you right now. Los Angeles on KLAA. Chris, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. You know what? The government isn't going to bring buses in. They weren't even smart enough to bring buses into New Orleans when they needed to evacuate people. The only ones they're going to bring buses are the illegal immigrants.
Well, since the illegal immigrants are being bused into the city of San Francisco, by the way, they're bringing them in from San Jose. They don't even live here, to try to get me fired. Maybe we can encourage the federal government to bring in all of those trailers from New Orleans that are not being used to deport the illegals. That would be a good use of federal property, wouldn't it?
Exactly. But they're going to charge us, though. Yeah, but we're being taxed already as it is. So.
Well, you know somebody made a killing on those trailers, huh?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How about a little rock and roll on the Savage Nation? I need something, anything, any pick. If I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't. That's all. I played the woman with the raccoon. I mean, I love women who defend their cubs like that. They're the real Americans. Nothing. I say rock and roll. I'm so groping.
I was taking a bath long about a Saturday night.
Yeah. All right, turn it off. I don't like this. I saw a song the other day in I am a little wacky today with the doctor and the no doctor and the cancellation of the two surgeries because of these illegitimate non-coverundum people. I saw an article the other day having it all work and balance, and they went around the world and says, do you feel like you need a break from your job? A really, really long break? It says, count yourself lucky if you live in Finland or Israel. And they based it on the number of paid vacation days by nation. And naturally, you have the lowest. The highest number of paid vacation days is in Finland, as you would expect, and in Israel. Israel has 24 paid vacation days, and what is this? Paid vacation, minimum paid vacation. Oh, and public holidays is another. So Israel has 40 days off for the average worker, the regular worker. Finland has 30 paid vacation days and 14 paid public holidays. That's 44 days. So the top of the list is Finland. And the number two is Israel, if you add up the vacation days plus holidays. By comparison, employees in our country get about 25 days off yearly on average, 15 vacation and 10 holidays. But time off policy varies widely. So they ask you to check out how your time off stacks up to others around the globe. The lowest is in, Canada. Tag Canada? 10 paid vacation days and 10 paid holidays. That's piker, 20 days. Czech Republic, 20 and 11 is third. I'm not going to add them all up, but the top of the list here. Vietnam, 14 paid vacation days and 8 holidays. And 14 and 23 days. I'm sorry, 14 and 8 is, I can't add right now. I'm a little tired, I got to admit to you. When I saw what these illegitimate are trying to do to me, my immigrant spirit came to life. Nobody is running me out of town on a rail. Nobody is running me off the air. Nobody is stealing my right to speak freely. Nobody is going to steal my millstone without me fighting back. I'm going to fight with everything in me, I can tell you right now. Now, to let the illegals steal your First Amendment is really quite astonishing. First, they broke your border and stole your borders. Then they refused to speak English. They stole your language. Now, when I said culture, borders, language, culture, what do you think I was referring to? How many times have I told you culture meant the Bill of Rights in the U.S. Constitution? Well, my friends, the illegals have stolen your borders, they've stolen your language, and I told you they're stealing your culture. What did I mean by that? Example, they're trying to ban free speech. The First Amendment clearly gives me the right to express my opinion. This is a violation or an attack upon our culture, BLC, borders, language, culture. Austin, Texas. Micah, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. Savage, for having me on, but I completely agree with you. They are sabotaging our culture. I have a little son who goes to school, and they can't say a Pledge of Allegiance, not because it says under God, because it pledges allegiance to America. And it just
what? In which city? In which city is this?
This is Austin, Texas, right near the border. And it just makes
isn't Austin like San Francisco?
I'm sorry?
Isn't Austin like a new age, counterculture, hippy-dippy, old hippies with ponytail kind of city?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, they hate this country. They hate America, so they wouldn't pledge allegiance to it. It's sickening, Micah. But let me send you something for your child. How old is your child?
My child is 7.
Can I send you reducing the risk of Alzheimer's for your child? No, that wouldn't be appropriate. Let's see. How about if I send you a raccoon, a dead raccoon? I'm joking. For a Davy Crockett hat, I meant. I'm joking. How about if I I'm so tired. I feel like I'm in the 13th round of a heavyweight fight in the Yankee Stadium in 102 degree weather tonight. Let me send you the DVD. Stay in the line. You get a free copy of the Freedom of Speech DVD. That's a good picture of me up in the stadium there, you got to admit. I look happy. It shows you what three beers can do to a normal man. What would you like to talk about now? Any topic that you... Did we have Adam on the line? Can we go on from something else? OR, New York, Jimmy, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, I'm holding an article on my lap from the New York Times, 1994, and this pulls together a lot of things that are happening today. This is from 1994. There are 8 illegal aliens that the U.S. government is holding and trying to deport. The 8 illegal aliens are claiming they're being discriminated against simply because they are a Marxist terrorist organization. That's what their claim is. They're from the Popular Front for Liberation of Palestine, a self-described Marxist group. And the judge says, according to this article, that simply because they're in a criminal organization does not mean that they conduct terrorist operations. This is incredible, and they're being defended by...
Wait, Jimmy, let me ask you something. You're very cognizant about communist, Marxist, socialist movements in America. I recognize your voice. Why is it that the illegal aliens and the communist Marxists have joined together with the Muslim fanatics, the real bad ones, along with the homosexual radicals? What do they all have in common?
Well, the communists have an idea, Lenin taught, Marx, everybody, is the Popular Front. It's where the communist cadre controls various groups who should, in many cases, not logically be united. But they control them from within, and they guide them, they pull them together into a mass movement. This way they have mass power. This is what the communists are exerting. One of your callers before said...
Wait, let's slow down. Now, why would a homosexual want to be associated with fanatic jihadists who kill homosexuals? Where does that connection work?
Well, the average homosexual...
In other words, when I see the communist Marxist illegals marching and I see Palestinian fanatic flags, for example, the PFLP flags, or I see the red communist flag, they're at odds with each other. They're categorically at odds with each other.
The average person, the follower, would probably be at odds with each other, but the leadership is pulled together because their common goal is the destruction of the target society, in this case ours. And this is a Marxist concept. It's Marxist controlled. There are world organizations. This is the result of the Cold War. That's why when people say we won the Cold War, I try to tell them we didn't. These are all the outgrowths. These are the cumulative effect of what the Cold War was. This is the world communist movement penetrated in Islam to attack the West. They're in just the Popular Front, the All People's Front. These are all Marx. It went from being a party to a movement. It's grown. It's tremendous.
And they have latched onto the illegal alien mobs, haven't they? That had become their most, let us say, most populous splinter group. Isn't that their most populous splinter group? The illegal mob.
That's the big one now, but it's along racial lines, it's along ethnic lines. The average person is not going to grasp Marxism and internationalism.
Right, what you're saying is going over their head, Jimmy.
I don't think so, because I've been doing it a lot, you've been doing it, and at some point it starts to make sense.
If you did this on the golfer show, he would probably, if he ever let you on, has the golfer ever let you on to express this?
Which one is the golfer?
The cigar-smoking golfer, the G5 golfer?
Well, I got kind of banned from 1990 when I warned about Chinese communist activity all from New York to Washington politically, and I warned about the involvement in drugs, terror, the Middle East, the Muslim terrorists.
Has the wall banger ever let you on? The smiling wall banger from Fox?
No.
No. Has the leprechaun ever let you on?
No.
No. They're all mainstream commentators, and they think that a guy like you is crazy, and that's either a product of their lack of education or their desire to pander to the wider audience. I don't know which one, it may be both, Jimmy. But of the three presents I'm giving away today, is there anyone? Would you probably want the Freedom of Speech Award, right? The DVD.
So I'd like to see that. Definitely.
Yeah. All right, Jimmy, you're going to get that, my friend. I'm not sending you the raccoon hat. I'll be right back.
Savage.
The very same illegitimate supervisors who drove the USS Iowa out of the city, who said we do not need a military, who have attacked the Boy Scouts and have tried to delegitimize the Boy Scouts, are now trying to drive Michael Savage off the air. You know, in saner times, I would have been given the keys to the city. In saner times, there would have been a resolution lauding me for the great work I have done on behalf of the American family and the American people. But we are living in very unusual times where illegitimate perverts and illegitimate communists, socialists, anarchists, psychically transgendered people have hijacked the governments of many cities, have hijacked the media virtually everywhere. And so they're trying to pass a resolution condemning me. And I am telling you that I am the son of an immigrant. I have fought for everything I have in my life. See, this kind of person tried to kill me once before, and that was through affirmative action. They tried to destroy me, and it sent me reeling for a good number of years. But like the phoenix, I rose from the ashes. And I got to tell you something. I am case hardened. I'm hardened by fire. I am not going to buckle. I'm going to fight for myself, and I'm going to fight for every listener on this show. Because remember, make no mistake about it. If they drive me off the air and they destroy the Savage Nation Forum, think about the ramifications. Forget about the other venues they will go after one at a time trying to pick us off. They will have destroyed a venue for 10 to 12 million people who call the show agreeing, disagreeing. But you express yourself freely, not afraid of retribution by a government or by an individual. That's the mark of a free society. But these rats, these illegitimate creatures that have crawled out of a latrine, are trying to turn this nation into an unfree republic. In essence, they're trying to turn us into the ex-Soviet Union, or worse yet, they're trying to create the killing fields of Cambodia. And if any physical harm should befall me or any of my family members because of this incitement of a mob, or if I should lose $1 in revenue, I will sue them each individually for everything they're worth.
Savage.